Good morning, everyone. My name is Sally Kalen, and you are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. If you are new here, I am so glad you have found these episodes because we have over 270 episodes. This podcast show is always showing up in the top 10 must listen to toxic relationship podcasts because I give you all the answers. I'm giving you all the answers you need to help heal your toxic relationship patterns, to help you recover after a breakup, and everything else in between, finding love, letting go of an ex. We have it all here. So let's get on to today's show. And today I want to share with you what I personally have learned from being single. And I really do feel like it needs to be celebrated. This is a time where I call it the Wide Awake chapter. And if you have worked with me, you will know why I call it the Wide Awake chapter. Your single season, it is the time to be happy and excited about your life. I feel like we're focused so much on that breakup or finding love again that the bit in between, it almost feels like it's just a transitional part of life in which we're rushing to either get over a breakup or rushing to find love. But the reality is being single can be the most incredibly uplifting, spiritual, like just the most incredible time. And I am a witness to this. And I am going to share with you today five or six things that I have found in my own journey of being single. And yeah, I'm really excited to share this because I feel like instead of focusing on being in a relationship and it's the be all and end all of life, right? We want to have that partner. And don't get me wrong, absolutely, I love relationships. I feel like when you find your soulmate, your person, there is nothing better. However, like I just said, and I know I'm repeating myself, but I just want you to really take this in. Being single is freaking amazing. And yeah, here's why. So the first thing I want to share with you, what I have personally learned is that pleasing yourself is so vital to long-term happiness. Like really knowing yourself and looking after yourself, like choosing you. Like, I want you to really take that in because we hear this all over the place. We see it in memes. We hear it. Love yourself. You know, you got to be happy with yourself before you can be happy with anyone else. And we kind of dismiss those words and we don't really go into what that actually means. Going into yourself and knowing yourself is a gift you can give to you. By spending time with yourself, enjoying your own company, understanding what makes you tick, what makes you, you know, feel happy, what upsets you, what frustrates you, but really having that relationship with yourself is so important. And finding happiness as a single person with yourself is a freaking must. And I'm not talking just about being happy with your job or being happy with, you know, this and that. It's about a real sense of being okay with you, right? Just knowing that you are the source of your own happiness. Of course, what you choose to do with your life creates all that happiness, the job you do, the friends you hang out with. And it really is important to recognize that fundamentally, that's what we need to have with ourselves. We need to be happy with who we are. And that is something that I can honestly say that I really am. Like, I know myself like I've never known myself. I like my own company. I like being by myself. But I also like going out, hanging out with friends and having that connection with other people. But I certainly don't need a partner anymore. And that is something that I always did. I always needed someone. And it's not been that way for a long time, the need part, but I can tell you now it is amazing when you actually realize that you are your own happiness, like ultimately. The second thing that I have realized, and it is a big one, and that is that all your hurts and your pain and your traumas, it is your responsibility and that no one else can fix that for you. And, you know, I feel like we may consciously say, well, of course not. It's our job. I get that. But I think sometimes we are looking for someone else to come in and save the day, so to speak. And certainly having a healthy individual as our partner can be an amazing place to heal. That goes without saying. However, nobody actually can fix your wounds and your pain and your struggle and your trauma. Like, it really does come back down to you. And I really discovered that, like, having spent a lot of time with my own therapist, it's incredible. Like, it is really the most powerful thing I've ever done. And not just have any kind of therapist, but for me, I did a lot of EMDR work and continue to do that sporadically because it is so incredibly powerful. But yeah, you are responsible for your own happiness, and finding that right person to somehow fix all that or save you isn't going to change all that, because that stuff will still come up in the relationship. And what I've learned is, as you begin to heal that and you take that on yourself and you recognize all that, you're in a much better chance, much better position to attract the right kind of person that you're actually looking for anyway. The third thing that I've realized as being a single person and what, you know, has been incredible is that love isn't contained just to romantic connections. I feel like when we think about love, it's always, you know, obviously we love our kids if we have kids, right? But we think of love as something romantic and we want to feel that love. But I can honestly say that I have found so much love with certain individuals in my life. The love and connections I have found with new friends and old friends have been incredible. Like, the connections I have made has been mind blown. Like, I'm going to write a book on some of these incredible connections. They are so much, I feel like a higher power, God, is, because you couldn't have like written it. Like, it is so amazing. So just realizing that you don't need a man or a partner to make you feel happy, that you can find that love in friendships as well. And I know a lot of people say you want the intimacy and you want this and you want that. But let me tell you, when you're working on yourself and you're like the other points I've just mentioned, and you're finding yourself and you're doing you, so to speak, having these types of friends is incredible. And remember, this is the last time, probably, if you're a certain age, where you're going to be single anyway, because probably the next one person you end up with is going to be that forever. And you enjoy this because friends bring a certain kind of love and connection that is, yeah, I have found this to be incredible. Like, my heart is so full from the friendships I have. The next point I'd like to share with you is I am so much happier being single than being in the relationship with a person that I really didn't trust. And I never could admit that I didn't trust that person until I was completely out of that relationship, because there was so much about that person that I was attracted to. But in hindsight, I can see there was so much infidelity in that relationship early on in that relationship. But then I now see that there possibly was always that going on. You know, I never felt safe. I was always looking over my shoulder. And that is like a massive thing to accept. Like, because for me, it was just like, my God. And being single and happy and not having that burden of worrying, is that person going to do this, going to do that? And trust me, I do not have relationships in which I was cheated on. This was the only relationship, as far as I know. And I really believe that, because you know, right? And it really destabilized me in so many ways. And the fact he used to sometimes accuse me of cheating too, which was ironic, because now I see, wow, it's because you always had a backup, or you're always doing something. More or less, the whole time we were together, I'd say every year we were together, there was probably another woman involved to a certain extent. And that is awful, right? And I get it now, and didn't see it for what it was at the time, but I am way happier being single, knowing that I'm not being cheated on. And I know that, of course, when I meet that right person, that I will be, like, you know, supported, and I am safe as well. Like, I have no, it definitely hasn't left me jaded, is my point, because I understand that that was one person and I understand what that all represented. And the final point I want to leave you with today, guys, is finding the right person is a marathon and it's not a sprint. Meaning, there has definitely been people crossing my path. In fact, recently, a lot of different people where the old version of me may have definitely gone down that road and thought, yeah, this looks like someone I could definitely connect with, or I want to get to know. But because I have seen certain things in that person quite early on, like, I mean, in the first, you know, few chats or connections, it's like, no. I just know what I need and want, and it's not going to just be the first person that shows up, or even the 10th person, right? I'm just going to hang back, do me, and know when that right person shows up. I will know. I think we do. And I'm okay with it. It's not going to happen maybe tomorrow. I mean, it could, right? Or, you know, and I'm okay with it not having to be right now. It's like, and I think that's a big one. I think many of us really do get into this kind of like feeling of we got to find that person now. And I definitely was that person. Like I was, you know, as much as I've had breaks in between relationships, I've not been a back-to-back person anyway. But even so, there was always that part of me when I was single that was secretly hoping, you know, oh, you know. But now I don't have that. It's like, no, I've got other things to be focusing on right now. I'm, you know, but if it happens and it's the right person, that's great. Because if it's not the one, then I'd rather have no one. And I'm okay with the marathon and not the sprint. So yeah, they are some of the things. I mean, there are a whole ton of things, but I feel like I wanted to share those with you because perhaps if you're finding yourself in this single season, I want you to really love that part of your life and be happy with this part of your life. If you need help on this, come and coach with me. I'll get you right into your good spot where you are going to love yourself and know yourself like never before. So you're so ready when that right person shows up, because you don't want to be repeating cycles either, right? So reach out if you're interested in coaching with me. I work internationally, one-on-one. And so let's just recap those things that I have found so empowering since being single. Pleasing myself is so important. So pleasing yourself is so vital to your long-term happiness. Number two, your old hurts and pain and your traumas. It is all your responsibility that nobody actually can save you or fix you. It's down to you. Number three, that love isn't contained just to romantic relationships. You can find love in your friendships, in beautiful connections with all kinds of people. Number four is that being single and happy is way better than being with somebody that you may think you love, but you're not sure if they're being loyal or faithful, because that is the worst feeling. And if there's a lot of toxicity, a lot of chaos, a lot of drama, it's way better to find yourself and be happy and be single. And that is what I've done. And number five, is that five or six? Five or six anyway. Finding the right person is a marathon and not a sprint. And I'm okay with that. I want you to be okay with that. So I hope this podcast has given you a bit of a lift, a bit of an inspiration to say, you know what, I'm going to embody this. I'm going to enjoy this single time and find myself. Like really just connect with your beingness of who you are and why you're here. Learn from the lessons. Do some self-development work on yourself if you need. So you are attracting different people. Unlearn certain emotional addictions that have kept you in cycles. Heal your inner child. Like there are things you can be doing in this single season which can be life-changing. And as I said, I'm here for you. Reach out. You are never going to know yourself the same way should you choose to work with me. I have clients that have worked with me over years, because we don't just do relationship coaching. We go into the full-on life coaching, and their lives have changed like so massively. It's incredible. So on that note, I'm going to love you and leave you. Please share these podcasts if you feel they have been helpful. I am so grateful you are here, guys. Love you loads. Come follow me on Instagram, Sally Kalen. Remember that name. Share these podcasts and I will be back in another couple of days with a new podcast. And if you do have any particular subjects you would like me to discuss, let me know. And I am more than happy to share them on these podcasts.